in that process. Thank you.
Well, the survey that you have just heard about has examined evangelical attitudes on the questions of the relationship of Israel and faith and the gospel, and also has examined how people view, particularly the nation of Israel in the land. And they show that many do understand that God has made commitments to Israel and the Jews as part of his eventual program, but many are unsure as to how to put it all together, and that's especially true of younger people. Several church leaders, seminaries, and theologians have come together to form the Alliance for the Peace of Jerusalem. This organization exists to facilitate a better public understanding of the complexities of the Middle East, including its roots in history and the Bible. Its goal is to tell the story of Israel's role in the biblical narrative while also affirming God's concern for all peoples in the Middle East. It is rare to see a group that holds to Israel's right to the land as a legitimate nation that also has concerns for other people present there. Usually one sees this as an either-or choice, and the Alliance seeks to bring a biblical perspective, balance, and a different tone to these issues. To make this clear, we have prepared a statement of 13 affirmations and denials that outline what we deeply believe the Bible teaches on these questions. It is called Our Hope for Peace. The statement seeks to be instructive about major biblical themes such as God's faithfulness to His Word, His commitment to those to whom He made original promises, the importance of Jesus Christ in the plan of God, the necessity for mission to all people, and a commitment to reconciliation, peace, and justice that stands encased in how the people of God are called to live. Let me give you a couple of samples of some of the statements in our affirmations and denials. Affirmation number one, we affirm that God is faithful, unchanging, and keeps His covenants and promises to individuals and nations. Affirmation number two, we believe that these covenants include the restoration of creation, the formation and preservation of the Jewish people, the promise of a land for the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and blessing for all nations through Jesus the Messiah. Denial number two. We deny that God has replaced Israel with the church in His plan for the ages. To the contrary, the God of the Bible is both a promise maker and promise keeper. Denial number 13. We deny that an enduring peace in Israel and the Middle East is possible unless the Prince of Peace reigns in His rightful throne. Yet this does not negate the value and responsibility of believers in Jesus to prayerfully and practically pursue peace today. The entire statement, which you should have in your packet, affirms God's commitment to His promises, including those made to Israel, while also blessing all nations. This divine commitment is a reflection of His faithfulness to His own word. The statement points out the importance of taking the gospel to the world as a key for peace. It shows concern for religious freedom and the human dignity of all people, even in a region as contentious as the Middle East. In forming the Alliance, our hope and prayer is that people will come to appreciate how God's program to restore peace on earth requires an awareness of the role of Jesus the Messiah and an understanding that reconciliation requires a place for Israel in that program. Thank you.